You are listening to KMRS. This is your roving reporter, Marshall Hoffman, continuing my roving through the Stevens Community Medical Center as we celebrate National Hospital Week. And today I have been roaming to the Behavioral Medicine Department here at SCMC, and I am talking with Carla Sundheim. How are you, Carla?
I'm doing well.
And Ali Cusisto.
Hello.
They are both therapists here at SCMC. Tell us a little bit about your backgrounds and how you landed here.
So I'm the director of behavioral medicine. I'm a marriage and family therapist, and I started at SCMC back in 2012. But I graduated from Argus University with my master's in marriage and family therapy back in 2006.
And Allie?
I started my schooling in St. Louis, Missouri, but changed plans and moved 11 hours north to Minnesota. So I finished my master's degree online through California Southern University, and I've been here at SCMC for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and tell us a little bit about the kind of work you do.
I work a lot with kids, providing any sort of mental health services like ADHD, some anxiety, depression. I also work with the labor and delivery team to offer some perimental health services, and I also see adults.
Mm-hmm. So I'm the director, so I get to do lots of fun administrative stuff, and then I also do therapy for mostly teenagers and young adults. Well, I can't say that. I see all ages, probably 12 and above. I do couples therapy, family therapy, whatever's needed.
Mm-hmm. Not every small town has mental health services. So how big is the department here?
Good question. So we have two psychiatric nurse practitioners, Susan Herberg and Louise Dewey. And then we have a set of nurses, of three nurses and eight therapists. We also have a provider in the community called Karen Greeley for Children's Therapeutic Services, and then a community support service worker, Melissa Lamb. Mm-hmm.
So, and we also have two psychologists.
Yes, in that section of eight people, there's two doctorate level psychologists who do psychological testing for things such as ADHD or bariatric surgeries, the MMPI.
Pretty good department there. Okay. Would you say there's a growing need for mental health services or behavioral medicine services?
I think that there's always a need for mental health services growing. Maybe, we keep busy. We've always kept busy. Mm-hmm. I think it's very valuable, very important to be aware of your mental health needs and to get support for them when symptoms feel like they are more than a person can handle on their own.
Mm-hmm.